Secretary. The CLP member for Fong Lim, Tanzil Rahman, is the chair of the new inquiry. Tanzil, welcome back to the program. Tell me about the new report. What details does it give us?
Morning, Adam. Thanks very much for having me. The first interim report that the committee released and tabled last week in the Legislative Assembly is more of a technical report than anything else. It outlines the actions that the committee has taken to date and forthcoming plans to get us towards the reporting at the end of September, towards VAD legislation ultimately.
The terms of reference for this inquiry state you will specifically look to consult with remote communities in regards to potential VAD laws. Are you proposing to meet with all the communities within the 8 TAs that you've allocated for the public hearings? You've got a number of them on page 9 for the public hearings, on page 11.
Obviously, not every community in the Northern Territory is going to be feasible for us to meet with. What we've tried to do is balance a number of factors to make sure that we cover as much of the territory in the time that we have available to us. So we've had to balance factors like the population size of a remote community, like the representative geographic spread and demographic characteristics, the incidence rate of health conditions in those places, logistics, of course, as well as the willingness and readiness and availability of communities to be individually consulted.
Can you please ask the chair, ask the text, if I submitted my feedback to the original review, do I have to submit feedback again for it to be considered in the new consultation? I am passionately supportive of VAD and I want my voice to be counted.
Absolutely. I would like to hear from as many people as possible, as would all of the committee members.
So you'd like them to do it again?
Absolutely. It's a separate process. So the independent expert inquiry that happened in 2024 was a separate process to this, which is a parliamentary inquiry. You can quite simply resend your original submission if that suits you best. And submissions are open until August 15th, written submissions, that is. We also have a VAD hotline, which people can call into to make a verbal submission if they'd like to.
The 2024 VAD inquiry took 6 months to conduct public meetings on the issue in mostly urban regional areas. Are you concerned you haven't given yourself enough time to conduct meetings in remote communities?
I am working to the timeline that was prescribed to us by the Attorney General. And so it's not about trying to do more than we can do. It's about trying to do the best job we can do within the time that's allocated. On the one hand, you have people who are crying out for progress and moving forward on VAD. And on the other hand, there are people who will say, but you need more time to look at it. What we're trying to do is balance those two things and within the time allocated, make sure that we come back with something substantive to move the issue forward for Territorians.
The 2024 inquiry had information materials translated into 14 Aboriginal languages. Your consultation guide has been translated into 3. Can you guarantee you'll have localised transition services available in all the remote communities you intend to visit?
Yes, is the short answer. But also, I'm not sure that 3 is quite correct. I think that there is a number of Indigenous languages which we have translated short-form messages into. It's closer to the 10 off the top of my head, as well as the full document translation, the short consultation guide, that is, sorry, into 4 languages that are commonly spoken across culturally and linguistically diverse communities in the Northern Territory.
Are there any communities, like in Tiwi or Yolngu, you originally intended to visit that have been struck off the list?
There are. There are 3 places that we are no longer going to, which are Manangrita, Santa Teresa and Warramyanga. And that's because community leaders and representatives in that place made it clear to us that it wasn't an appropriate time to come and consult about VAD at the moment, predominantly because of sorry business and because it was quite honestly just not enough time for them.
Yeah, and this is a problem you're going to have. The dry season is particularly busy for funerals and ceremony in remote communities. What's going to happen if you schedule a public hearing and no one shows up because they're busy?
Look, I don't think we're going to be turning up anywhere where we're unannounced. And so at the moment, over the next month, we're going to be going to Alikurung and Alice Springs and Ampiliwacha and Jabiru and Gumbalunya and Papanya and Tennant Creek, just to name a few places. And we're also looking to do additional consultations in places that have asked for additional time in spaces where we've got slots open up. So, for example, we'll probably be going out to the Roper Gulf region to do a few extra days now.
Your committee met with key members of the 23 VAD panel last month. What was discussed in that briefing?
Well, those private briefings that the committee had were to help us become orientated with the subject matter. Patently, the committee members are not legal or medical experts. And so the first thing for us to do was to get skilled up in the area. And so we had a number of briefings from the former committee chairs, as well as from others.
Who were one of them being a legal expert.
That's right. And all of them provided really instructive guidance to us on how their inquiry was designed and how we might add value to their inquiry by filling in some gaps.
The committee has given itself 10 weeks to conduct consultations with less time for public hearings, less translated material than the 2024 inquiry. I mean, have you setting yourself up to fail here?
I'm simply trying to execute on the task that has been assigned to us by the Attorney General as best as possible. It is a short time frame. Nobody is disputing that. But what we're trying to do, the committee members and I, is work constructively together to move the agenda forward. And that requires careful planning and a lot of cooperation. And at the moment, I'm pleased to say that with the help of a secretariat and committee members and a lot of interested parties, we are progressing forward. Public hearings, in fact, will begin today now, and consultations will continue throughout the rest of August.
Tanzil Rahman is the chair of the CLP inquiry into VAD in the Northern Territory. So if people would like to resubmit, what do they do?
You can send an email submission to la.vad@nt.gov.au, or you can call the VAD hotline on 8946 1442.
Tanzil, good to see you as always. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Tanzil Rahman, chair of the inquiry into